Hi, Shannon.
Hey.
Hi, it's been so long.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Oh my God, your hair looks amazing.
Yeah, I've had curlers in it for like 3 days and I just took it down. I was like, whoa.
It was gorgeous.
Thank you. First I was like worried. I was like, oh, we have to make it under 40 minutes. But then I remembered it's only unlimited. It's unlimited with just two people on a Zoom.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like it's only, apparently, I mean, I've never, made a podcast with Zoom, but it is apparently really easy.
Yeah. I did one a while back because I did one, someone was doing Twilight. I did New Moon, which is a lot darker than I remember.
Yeah. It's like that bitch who wrote those books is like messed up.
But in the second movie, Bella like tries to kill herself like 5 times.
Yeah, she does.
To try to get him to come back. I was like, this is toxic. Why was I so obsessed with this relationship when I was younger?
Doesn't she jump off a cliff or something at one point? Yeah, I remember. I hate Twilight, but like I definitely read it all. I don't think I saw the last movie, but I remember being like, all right, if I'm going to talk shit about this, I need to know what you're talking shit about.
Oh, you have to see the CGI baby in the last movie then. They don't use a baby. They use like this weird like CGI baby. And it makes it so uncomfortable.
That could have gotten that paycheck to a real baby.
I know.
That could have been college.
I know. Could you imagine? I'm the baby from the Twilight movie.
I guess we just hop into it then.
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Real Good. I'm here with one of my very, very best friends, Shannon. Shannon, you want to introduce yourself?
Hey, how's it going? I'm Shannon. I'm really happy. Thanks for having me on the show.
Of course. I've been wanting to do a podcast with you for years. I mean, me and you are just, we just like talking about like TV and film and stuff is just what we do in our friendship.
Yeah, and I feel like that's like kind of like how we bonded initially almost immediately.
Yes, definitely. And I think you're just one of the most eloquent, awesome people to listen to talk about film and TV shows. And I just love doing it with you and I love hearing from you.
You're the best.
What are you saying?
I said, you're the best. I'm so excited for this.
So let's just hop into it. We are doing stoner films, in honor of weed is fucking now legal in New York. I keep saying New York City because, you know, I'm a dumb Texan and to me it's just New York City, but I'm forgetting there's a whole state here.
Yes, that's really exciting.
It is. It is just like, it's not going to be like a huge lifestyle change, but I just realized something. Like I thought yesterday I heard a landlord or maintenance or someone, and I thought they were going to come in. And, you know, usually I'm like the mad scramble to hide my shit. And I was like, oh shit, I never have to do that again. When I know like something repair guy's coming, I never have to do that shit again. And it's just like, it's like a nice little sigh.
It is. It's a nice feeling.
Yeah. It's just
it's more relaxing.
Exactly. And also like, we're not doing anything bad. And now it reminds us even more that we're not doing anything bad.
Yeah.
And also, so 420 is coming up. And by the time this episode comes out, I think it'll be a few days before 420. So I really, when I knew I was going to do my podcast again, this is like the first episode I thought of. And you are the person to do this with. How did you grow up liking stoner movies, or what is your relationship with those specifically?
You know, it's kind of funny because obviously at the time I didn't realize that they were stoner movies.
Yeah.
But there are these movies that I just always thought were so funny to me for some reason.
Yeah.
And then were almost enhanced later on in life when
yes, definitely
start smoking and start understanding, you know, even more so the comedy behind everything.
I had an experience maybe 2 years ago where I watched Good Burger and I was like, oh shit, because I hadn't seen Good Burger since I was a kid, and I was like, hold up, it makes sense. It's like, this is like, and another one, this isn't on my, this is actually an honorable mention, but Dude Where's My Car. So I love Dude Where's My Car as a kid, like as a, I was like 12 or 13, because Ashton Kutcher and Sean William Scott, like I loved it because it had the two of the hottest guys. And then I didn't even realize that was a stoner movie until, because it's kind of a subtle one, like,
yeah,
they're definitely high and they talk about, like, they refer to it, but it's not like a scene where they smoke or something, so it's not like an outright stoner movie. But then when you watch it now, you're like, well, of course it is.
Yeah,
like aliens and shit in that movie.
You know, I think like the common misconception for like a lot of stoner movies is that it had like the whole thing has to be about,
right,
you know, weed, and that's not always the case. I mean, yeah, yes, I understand that can be a big part of it, but it doesn't have to be like the central plot line of every movie.
Definitely.
And that's why I liked movies like Dude, Where's My Car, or even Scary Movie, which I hadn't seen in like a super long time.
Oh my God, so good.
I think I recently rewatched all of the Scary Movies. I think it was last year. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know. And
that second one is a work of art.
Oh my God, that movie is so damn funny.
I think that's one of the funniest movies ever made.
Seriously.
That second Scary Movie. Like, that first one is amazing as well, but that second one is just like so over the top.
And the cast for that movie is just so
amazing.
People in one cast is just unbelievable. And you know, it's funny because I think I had even seen Scary Movie before I even saw a lot of the scary movies that it was referencing. So
that's again, interesting.
Watching it, I was like, oh my God, you know, two things that I love, weed and movies, you know?
Yeah, I think about those movies all the time. I think about, we need to have a marathon for Halloween.
Oh yes.
That's we need one. To include those into our scary mix.
Definitely.
So I figured, you know me, I love the list. I thought the easiest way to do this is to do a little top five. And I would like you to go first whenever you're ready.
Ooh, okay. Okay, so the first one is kind of a weird one. It's called Evil Bong. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I feel like you've probably told me about this, but I've never seen it.
It's from 2006. It's a bunch of college kids who smoke a sentient malevolent bong, and then they get sucked into this universe called Bong World. And
did I watch this? No, I can't tell if I watched some of this or you told me about it, but it sounds very familiar.
It's very possible that I could have told you about it.
You might have made me start watching it or something.
Yeah, that's possible. There's also four of them. So
four?
Yeah, there's Evil Bong. I think there's Evil Bong 2, King Bong.
Oh.
There's Evil Bong 3, The Wrath of the Bong, Evil Bong 420. And then I also think there's a crossover with that Gary Busey movie, The Ginger Dead Man.
Yes, and I do know that one.
Evil Bong versus The Ginger Dead Man.
Amazing.
So that's my first one. I just think it's so ridiculous and so fun and so like, because I like stoner movies, but I like them even more when they're stoner comedies too. And
yes, definitely. Yeah, mine are all comedy.
The next one I did, I don't know. She's like, I did Smiley Face.
Me too. That's on mine too. Yo, so many people do not know about that movie.
It's just such a good movie. And Anna Faris is just the queen of stoner comedy in my mind.
Yes.
She is just so funny. I mean, the performance in that is just so hilarious to me. I mean, like the voiceover the entire time. I'm not gonna lie. I'm sure you feel the same way as a stoner. I'm just like, oh my God, I feel like this all the time.
Yeah, I definitely think it's one of the best stoner depictions. Especially from a female, because it's like we really don't get a good representation, and she is so good in that movie. Come on, Frank, you know I love surprises. I say that all the time.
That, I don't know. There's something about the stoner film community that's very male driven for some reason.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure why, because, you know, we have these great stoner female comedians. Like we have Anna Faris and we have, you know, like the Broad City Girls and, you know, we have all these, but for some reason it's like, you know, the, I feel like the biggest, most popular ones are always the more male driven ones, but
definitely.
That's
definitely like a mission in my career to like, also, especially, and then like woman of color stoners, that's like even more rare. So, man, I love that fucking movie.
Oh my God. It's so good. Let's see. What was the next one? I just had to do Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah.
Classic. I just have such a soft spot in my heart for Keanu Reeves. And that movie is just so ridiculous and endearing and sweet.
That's one I haven't seen in forever. Like I have never seen that movie as an adult. I definitely need to revisit that ASAP. I need to put a little marathon together for 420.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That would be fun. I'd do it with you.
Yes, let's do it.
We can collaborate on this.
Yeah.
The next one I had to do Friday.
Me too. Okay, Shannon, I was wrong. Me too.
You probably don't have the ones I have. Like they're very obscure, but
oh my God.
No, but I mean it's just such a good movie. And I mean the two of them are just so funny together. It's unbelievable. And I just learned that Chris Tucker improvised like most of the movie, I think.
It's incredible.
I don't think he had he barely had any written lines and he improvised almost everything. I was like, oh, it feels like that is a stoner thing because you have a hard time memorizing lines if you're getting that high all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I am, I'm going to go a little more into it when I do my list, but I'm very passionate about the movie Friday. It's like a very dear movie to my heart. Like in high school and in early college, it used to be a dream of mine to turn that movie into a stage play. Like I was like, I haven't visited that idea in a long time, but for a little while I was obsessed with that idea. Ooh. Because it would
I work. Love that idea. I do. That would definitely work.
Yeah. I just, and then a friend of mine,
because it would work.
A friend of mine made a status about it and pretended it was like his idea. And it really pissed me off. You know who you are when you listen to this. That's just like a little idea I've always had ever since I was like a junior in high school.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. That really would work.
Yeah. One day.
I feel like that'd be pretty well adaptable.
Yeah. Like very easy locations, automatic audience. There's an immediate audience for it. Like,
mm-hmm.
I love Friday. I'll just include it. I'll talk about it now. One thing I really love about Friday is that it's a uniting film for Black and white stoners. It's like a movie that I noticed at an early age. It's a part of Black like film history for a lot of reasons, but I love how much white people also love Friday. And it's like this common little thing between like Black and white people that I've had like a lot of friendship moments and stuff over. It's just the movie. It's just like, the legacy of that film will never die. And it just like keeps living on and with the other movies and stuff too. But you have your people who are Fridays or they're Next Friday fans. Next Friday is great, but I love Friday.
Yeah, I know. I feel like people always, you know, are like, it's either people either love Friday or they think Next Friday is better.
Yeah.
I feel like the ultimate, you know, which one, but I was always the first one.
Yeah. It's just,
agree with you. There's something about that appreciation that everybody and that undying love that everybody has for this movie that makes it such a classic, especially in the, you know, especially in the genre of stoner comedies.
Yeah. It's just so fucking funny. And then it's relatable too, like because Craig doesn't smoke at the beginning and he like becomes a stoner, and it's just the quotes, like, don't even get me started.
Oh,
the quote, it's probably my most like quotable, like movie I quote the most.
Yeah.
It used to be the one that like I could say every single word to.
That's a very quotable movie. There's a lot of memorable ones in there for sure.
Yeah. just a cultural, like, it's an iconic movie.
Yeah.
It, like, there are, I mean, by Felicia, people didn't even fucking know what that was from. That became like, lots of awkward moments over that one, explaining to people who Felicia was. But, you know, just like that influence spread so far that, yeah, that movie came out in 1995. And what, maybe 5 years ago is when like Bye Felicia came back as a saying.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy because, and stuff like that, when a movie becomes that quotable and people start saying the quotes and everyone's going, hey, where's that from? It's almost like you're creating a new generation of fans, yeah, every couple of years just by, you know, definitely, bringing more and more people into this community of this movie that means so much to not just obviously the stoner community, but the larger community as a whole.
Yeah. And then when you add in that Friday was like an independent movie, like Ice Cube and his friends got together and made that movie. It's just such an interesting thing. I know now they can't make the new Friday because Warner Brothers won't like release the rights or something with it. And Ice Cube is very angry and has
started
the hashtag Free Friday because they can't get the new one made.
Oh wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, there's still such a demand for it. You know, the love for that movie will never die.
Yeah. So I did this movie, to me, I went and saw it in theaters like 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so funny to me. This is the end. I just thought that was one of the funniest movies, yes, I had ever seen. I don't ever remember laughing that hard in the theater.
By the time that Backstreet Boys started playing, I almost cried because I was like, this, the only way to make that movie more perfect was putting Backstreet Boys in it. I just was like, this is a gift. Like, this is just, haven't enjoyed a movie so much since Magic Mike 2, you know?
Sure. Oh my God.
It's just so good.
Oh, just wait for the Magic Mike podcast.
Oh shit. Oh my God. Oh, thank you for that idea. I'm writing that down.
Oh, you're welcome.
I went and saw that movie with my mom.
Your mom?
The first one I saw with my mom.
Did she like it? What did she think?
Oh, it's great. We love Matthew McConaughey. My mom's not like a regular mom. She's a cool mom.
Mom is a cool mom. Yeah. Your mom's a cool mom. But I don't know. I just thought that cast is just, obviously it's every like well-known stoner from like our generation, yeah, kind of like where we're kind of close in age to them. So, you mm-hmm. know, and it's just so funny, like, you know, James Franco, Greg Robinson, Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill,
yeah,
like all of them, a Baruchel, and adding a spice of Kenny McBride is just like, yo, so perfect.
He's my favorite. I love when they just let him loose in a movie.
That scene where where it starts with him like blowing smoke rings out of the bathtub.
Yeah.
And that whole scene where they just introduce his character is one of the funniest moments for me.
Yeah. What a great film. Just like they really put their hearts into it.
So funny. And I read somewhere that they really went in on insulting each other. It was actually I think Jay Baruchel described it as a very cathartic experience because yeah. they were like, I think we really needed to say some of this stuff to each other.
You know? Oh man, that's funny. You know, I had all that tension built up to comedians and actors against each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
They all go for the same parts. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all that's because, you know, stoner comedies, you're all like, a lot of times you're competing against your type yeah. of the stoner comedy because it's like, you know, how many times can you see a movie? But picking the list was so hard.
Yeah.
Because there are so many movies that I would love to add, but yeah. I just picked some of my favorites. But there are so many. I mean, I want to add like Jay and Silent Bob, Cheech and Chong.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I got that. Cheech and Chong is my honorable mention, yeah. Up in Smoke.
But I mean, obviously I got to let you go before we start talking about more.
But I was going to ask, I was going to ask you about your honorable mentions too. So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll dive into mine. We know we share two of them in common. So my first one is How High, with Method Man and Redman. Have you, this movie is so stupid, Shannon. There was a summer. Okay. So for me, I liked stoner movies way before I started smoking. Like even the ones that were straight up about weed, I guess I always was curious about it. My brothers were little potheads well before I was. So I always enjoyed the movies, but there was a summer that we watched How High every day. That was like, we just watched it every day over and over and over. And it came out in 2001. Damn, it's the 10 year anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Now it's the 20 year. I don't know how to do math. That could not have been 2001.
Oh, wow.
I'll look up that up and fact check it. But like for me, I just had the hugest crush on Redman and Method Man. So that was also motivation to watch it every day. But I really do think that watching those stoner movies like crept, it did come out in 2001. That's 20 years ago. Wow. I think that shit crept into my brain and pushed me to eventually become the pothead I am. But that's the movie where they take the test really high. They smoke their dead friend's ashes and see him, and he gives them like the answers when they get high. And they get into Harvard.
Haven't seen this movie in quite some time, I think.
Okay, that's definitely gonna be on the marathon list though.
Because I recognize the title, but I couldn't quite place it. And then the second you said the ashes, I was like, oh, that's the movie. Yeah.
Smoke ashes, and that's how they get through Harvard. Okay, and the second one, these are not in any order for me, by the way, but Half Baked is like a huge movie for me. Half Baked is also like a big movie for me and like my boyfriend. For Valentine's Day, that's what we did. We watched that. But
That's a great
one of the first times he walked me home and we were like having this conversation and I had like said something. And then his response, he like launched into the monologue from Half Baked about the dog killer. And I was like, this guy that I was like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. And I was like, I had already heard him like quoting an Eminem song that like most people don't know. And then this happened. I was like, I'm done for. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, still here. But Half Baked came out in 1998. And it is, you know, the Dave Chappelle masterpiece, which actually Dave Chappelle has since said that that's not exactly the film he wanted to make. He wanted to make a film that was like a lot more violent, like a lot more adult, basically.
Oh, wow.
Like a lot less like silly, but I'm glad he didn't get to, because
Half-Baked
is just a gem.
I can't even imagine that being a more like serious movie.
Yeah, that's it. It is so perfect and so stupid and so just, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Like, as long as I live, I will love this movie and I will keep going back to it.
Yeah, the thing that's like so great about stoner movies is that they're so, so silly.
Yes.
They're just so silly. Yeah,
they are.
You're not stoned, whether you are stoned, either way, they're just so silly. And you just have to embrace that silliness, because I think I know a lot of people that like don't like stoner movies because of that.
Yeah, exactly.
They want something a little more gritty,
right?
You know, like it's so like you're like I know like obviously people like Inherent Vice and like stuff like that, more serious side of it. But I just love it.
We're not trying to watch Blow here. We're just trying to laugh. Yeah. Can't all be Blow. But they are such an escape, and they're just so, they also just remind you of like such a place in time, because you usually watch them with like really good friends at some point. And Half Baked reminds me not only of my boyfriend, but like my brothers and my god sister and me. We loved this movie when we were kids. And it's just funnier every time you watch it. It gets funnier as you get older too. That's the great thing about stoner movies, because you you start liking them when you're like younger, and then like the older you get and the longer you smoke, the funnier they are.
Oh yeah. It's like, it just keeps getting better with time.
Yeah. Okay. And then my third one I have is smiley face,
mm-hmm.
which like we've already talked about, but this movie is just, and then like there's random like other people in them. Like John Krasinski is in it as the fucking guy that likes her. So this movie came out in 2007, a year after I graduated high school. And again, this, I feel like constantly I'm asking people, have you seen Smiley Face? And they haven't mm-hmm. seen it. It's
so funny.
Yeah, Anna Faris just doing her damn thing. I don't think I've seen another stoner performance quite like this one.
No. And I think I read somewhere that the director, he said that she was the first and only choice. He wasn't going to do the movie with a different actress.
She really goes in there. She doesn't worry about being cute. She doesn't mm-hmm. even worry about being funny. She is just, mm-hmm. I love like the scenes when she's auditioning. It's just such a funny movie because it's like if for those who haven't seen it, she eats her roommate's cupcakes and then finds out they're like fucking edibles. And so she's like super high. And then she has to do all these things. Like she has to go to an audition. Then the house get robbed. She has to get some money to replace. She has to replace the cupcakes, first of all, that he made.
Is replace the cupcakes. Then the fire alarm goes off and she burns all the weed.
That then scene where she's like,
has to get more money to buy more weed, and then she like loses that money, and then she has government she's gonna sell, and she's just through a series of mishaps. And it's,
oh my god,
she's just, oh god,
she's so high in that movie.
And I think you're right there with her, like she doesn't want to, like, not afraid to look silly thing.
Yeah,
because like I think there's this weird thing, because the stoner comedy genre can be so male driven, there's mm-hmm. for some reason this need to still have women be overly like, yes, sexy.
Exactly.
Even though that's never really like a thing usually associated with.
We are in real life, us female stoners, and it gets real unsexy. Just laying on the beanbag chairs and fucking like, just her face. I can just still see her face in that movie. Like she is just so good in that movie. And it's just such a disturbing, funny, dumb little movie.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I don't know why that movie is not more celebrated.
Honestly, it's crazy. I think it's because it is so much pot, you know,
like, yeah, you're right, it is like a straight up, yeah,
because it's like some of these other movies we watched when we were kids and we could delight in them because we still didn't really know what was going on, but yeah, like in that movie it's like from right off the bat it's like
it's so off the bat.
Just like aggressively so much weed.
Y'all, please go watch Smiley Face.
Please watch it. God. So good.
I love Anna Faris.
Mm-hmm.
So the my next one is Friday, and we've talked mm-hmm. about Friday. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love Friday. Aside from a stoner movie, because I think that's another one that's about weed, but about so much more than weed mm-hmm. too. But if you love weed, you just love that movie.
Yeah.
I mean, who the fuck doesn't say like, it's Friday, I ain't got shit to do, or I'm gonna get you high today. You know why? Like, it's just, it is a part of a lot of us stoners, just everyday life. It's part of the lifestyle. And like, it's, mm-hmm. yeah. The quotes. Okay, number five, Pineapple mm-hmm. Express. I love Pineapple Express.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah, I mean, you know me, Seth Rogen.
I know you love that movie.
Seth Rogen is my boy. Seth Rogen, I have a boyfriend, but Seth Rogen is my other one. I liked him when he was fat and sweaty. So Pineapple Express came out in 2008. And that's one of those movies that I like remember everything about going to see it in the theater. And I went with my brother and we got there and we were like the theater was full of like 15 year olds, you know, like young high school kids. And we were just like, oh God, this is going to be like, they're going to be so loud and dumb. This is going to be the worst. Cut to, we were those people. Like, it was just, I love that movie. And I didn't realize that Pineapple Express was not a strain before that movie. The strain came after the movie. And there's like different versions of it because like a bunch of different people did their version of it since it's not a real thing. But yeah, and then, you know, Seth Rogen just released his weed line Houseplant, and he has his strains in that named after weather patterns too, because Pineapple Express is like a weather phenomenon. So now his real weed for his real weed company is also named after weather. I don't know the term. Weather movements, weather patterns, some shit. It's like, yeah, weather stuff. But
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah. But I love this movie. Makes sense
that he would have his own weed strain.
Yeah, I love what he's doing with that line, but the houseware stuff is a little out of my price range. I hope he remembers that most of us stoners are not rich, because while I would love to buy like the $200 lighter, he has like a lighter that's like a car lighter. So you push it down and it pops up just like the car. It's like, he's got some cool stuff, but it's just a little out of the price range.
Yeah, definitely.
But this movie has it all.
I still buy little cheap pieces, you know, at the at the package store, you know. My first bowl just broke the other day. It was just one of the saddest things that's ever happened. First bowl I ever bought.
Damn, my first one broke a long ass time ago. So that made it a long way.
Yeah, it was an ugly looking thing too. It was a little koala.
Oh, Shannon.
A koala. Did it have a name? Gonzo.
Oh. baby Gonzo. But I love Pineapple Express. I love all three of the male leads are like three of my favorite. I'm obsessed with Danny McBride. I'm obsessed with Seth Rogen. I won't say I'm obsessed with James Franco anymore, but I had a light obsession at one point. I love James Franco. I just love those three playing off each other. I love the action sequences. One of the best fight scenes of all time.
Fight scene.
Yeah. But I had to put that one on there. And okay, so I guess I don't know what else I need to say about Pineapple Express. But some runner-ups, some honorable mentions. We both mentioned, you know, Cheech and Chong. I do love Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Yeah, that's
I love movie. Harold and Kumar. And when that came out in 2004, it's so crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
they're so old now.
The two of them are so funny, and also just Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh my God, yo, in that movie.
Is just
and also like the Anthony Anderson fast food cameo where he's he's like, I put a little surprise in it. Steam it. Oh my God. Another one, speaking of like stoner movies that are not funny, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas is another one of my runner-ups, which I definitely was a fan of that movie way before I was a stoner, but that's because I'm a Hunter S. Thompson and a Johnny Depp like fan. So, but yeah, Cheech and Chong Up in Smoke, which is like the blueprint for the stoner comedy, probably.
Just a classic. Yeah.
So funny still. Yeah. Another thing why stoner movies are so great is because they're timeless. It doesn't matter. You can watch Cheech and Chong Up in Smoke, and that movie was made in 1978, and you can watch that movie and it is still like funny as shit, and it feels relevant. I don't know if it feels relevant, but it feels like current and feels present still. Like, it's so good. Do you have any of your runner-ups that you wanted to mention?
I Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back was like a big one for me. I loved that movie. That one was just so fun. Clerks.
Yeah.
I loved Clerks.
Oh, we got that new one coming soon.
Yeah.
I don't know about soon, but you know, it's coming.
Yeah. Obviously The Big Lebowski.
Mm-hmm.
Super Troopers.
Yeah. There's so many.
There's just so many good ones. It's like I said already, scary movie yeah. two.
I think
Cabin in the Woods, does that count?
Oh my God. That should count. Cabin in the Woods is amazing. I need to watch that one again. That's another movie that I watched that I was like, what is film? Like this just, it mm-hmm. blew my head open. That's one of the best twists ever of all time. That movie is just.
That's a great, great, great movie. That's one movie where I watch it and every time I'm like, wow, that was a perfect movie.
Yes. Yes. That's what, when I saw it in the theaters, I felt the same way. It's like, it is just a special thing that doesn't really happen much. And I felt that with that movie. Okay. Oh yeah. I was saying, I would love to eventually do like a deep dive episode on the history of stoner films and stuff. Cause I actually started looking into that. To the list of like early stoner film or you know stoner films and
ooh, yeah that's a great one
yeah and they you go know, like, back really far
and all that kind of stuff
yeah and I'd like to like do one on like the you know reoccurring themes and stuff and like so we'll have to do that but thank you so much Shannon for hopping on y'all Shannon was also like my first stoner friend I met in New York. And I was like, when you're like first in the city and you don't know a lot of people having somebody that you can safely and comfortably smoke with is very special.
Yes. And,
that was also like a time when I didn't have a weed person yet and you did. And like, so that was just like very, so helpful and amazing. And also, like, I don't know if I've ever thanked you for this, but I was so broke and poor for so long in this city and you smoked me out and fed me all the time with no expectations whatsoever of like, you know, you never held that. Like, that's just such an important thing to have. And I'm so glad we had each other at that age. We're pretty young too.
Yeah. We've been friends for a long time.
We have. You are my longest friend that I've had. Like you and mm-hmm. what?
You were my first friend in New York City.
Yeah. You were my first friend too that I made here because everybody, like I worked. Yeah. I wasn't friends with people from work and you're my first work friend I made here and you are still my friend. And in New York, that is a big thing to maintain because it takes a lot of work to maintain friendships. And, I just love you, girl. And, I'm so glad we found each other because we just have all these like same interests and same passions. And I'm just so eternally grateful and lucky for your friendship all the time. And I love working with you.
I love working with you too. This has been the best. You're making my heart so happy.
And I just know we have so much more to come too. Like we just have a lifetime of creating together and I didn't know it was going to get so deep, Shannon, sorry, but it's just like, I'm just really excited that I'm doing this again, like this little podcast stuff. And I'm really excited to create with you again. Cause with you, there are like, it's just the most comfortable you're the most comfortable person ever to create with. And, you know, you helped me achieve one of my biggest dreams of doing stand-up and you have helped create a space for me to perform and get to create when I wasn't able to and nobody else is giving me chances. So I always will love you and appreciate you for that too.
Oh my God, you're making me cry.
Oh, shit.
I love and appreciate you so much too.
Of course. Seriously. So thank you. Oh, and we made this under 45 minutes, which was the goal.
Yes.
Okay, guys. Thank you for tuning in to Real Good. And thank you, Shannon, so much for being here with us today. And
thank you so much for having me.
Yes, much more to come. Thank you, guys.